Wow.
What?
Shocking evidence that Psycho Shannon may be not the person we know. And I'm not talking about the evidence of Kelly last night. I'm talking about more confirmation.
What?
Just moments ago.
What happened?
I mentioned in the studio that Ryan Cabrera is going to be on the show this morning, and he's been texting me since 5:10 this morning.
Uh-huh.
And see if I can find these real quick and let you know.
FYI, Shannon also has Ryan Cabrera's cell phone number.
She does.
An
I'm
address,
sure it's leading
think,
this huh? way.
Yes, she coerced it out of him years ago.
Yes, I did. I lied, I cheated, and I stole.
I actually gave it to her to set him up for something that we were doing.
She actually tried to get him to sing karaoke with us last night.
Yeah. And he wrote and said, let's see, yo-yo.
Yo-yo.
Everything all right? Deuterino?
Deuterino? Mm-hmm.
I say deuterino all the time. That's a nice word.
He is cool, isn't he?
And I said...
He's redonkulous.
I said, are you just waking up or going to bed? And he said, going to bed? What bed? I'm till partying's. Ah. Glow sticks in the Chick-fil-A. Yum. So I wrote back... Are you okay?
And bring us some Chick-fil-A.
Right,
hello.
Right.
Yes. And he wrote back, hang on. I'll hit you when I figured that part out.
I'll hit you.
I'm going to nap in this alley for a little. So I wrote back.
Who are these people?
Dude.
You really got to do our show.
I wrote back, dude, that's sad. He wrote me back,
Maybe he's like, ah.
Yeah. So I said, just to give it some levity, I said, looking forward to your appearance.
Remember that?
Levity?
This is likely your last shot at a comeback. Don't blow it.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
People can't tell when you're joking in text.
I put a smiley face.
Okay.
He responded to that with the very serious reply. Backstreet's back, aight.
I think he's referring to how well their comeback went.
Right, right.
Then, unsolicited, he wrote, everybody.
Did you write back, yeah?
Then he wrote, hanging tough.
Man.
Then he wrote,
man, he was
rock fun. Your body.
Yeah.
Then he wrote,
dang.
And you haven't written back at this point.
No, I just stopped. Then he wrote, I have big jigs.
What does that mean?
I feel like I can say it because I don't have any idea what it is. How could I be saying anything bad?
There you go.
If you don't know what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pictured him with medium jigs, honestly, but I really don't even know what they are. So there you go.
Okay.
So
stay out of that one.
I tell Shannon, hey, yeah, I'm texting back. She's like, I'm like, what time is Ryan coming in? She tells me, I said, he's been texting me since 5 o'clock. He sounds like he's been up all night. Shannon goes, Ryan's been texting you?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. She goes, he's been texting me too.
Hmm.
I said, no, he hasn't. And that was the end of the conversation. That was 30 minutes ago.
I mean, he and I have been texting back and forth a lot.
Last night, she comes to me with her phone and goes, hey, look at this.
Oh, no.
And it was from Ryan Cabrera, and it said, good morning. So you know it was Shannon going, text me.
We had been carrying on a conversation last night.
It's exactly the way you stole Kelly's boyfriend.
Ooh.
It's not my boyfriend.
You steal my celebrity dude who's coming in, just like you stole Uncle Daddy, Kelly's boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend.
Boy Daddy. Boy Uncle.
So what happened?
Uncle Friend.
So he comes over and it's late and he's not feeling
Uncle
like
Daddy.
Coughing and, you know.
Kelly.
I give him some.
I think you got the black lung.
I give him some Theraflu or something to help.
I gotta go sing karaoke.
But he's like, and then Shannon, via JC's cell phone, trying to be all secretive, but Uncle Daddy and I have no secrets. So,
Kim, you're Derek Zoolander.
So he's telling me, they want us to come to this bar, and you know, now she's telling me where it is, like the exact street location and all this stuff. And so anyway, he's coughing. I said, well, after a while, I was like, and she's begging. I said, well, I'm not obviously getting any loving tonight, so why don't you just go?
Did you use the G on loving?
Loving.
Nobody says that.
No, she's still loving.
Whatever. So I
said, Give me all your loving.
Whatever, kid. Nitpick to death a story. So anyway,
still a little irritated.
I said, why don't you just go?
Kelly, you do not have to take boyfriend stealing Shannon's fury on me.
Right?
I demand an apology.
No, because you won't let me ever finish a story without nitpicking the silliest things. If I scratch my
eye, silly
if I scratch my eye right now, you'd be like, what's wrong with your eye? What's wrong with your eye? And what does that have to do with the story?
I couldn't concentrate because you said loving.
I didn't even notice it.
Thank you.
Continue, Miss Raspberry.
So?
He left?
He left.
Gummy bear break.
How long was he there?
He was there about, I would say, an hour and a half.
So he got there.
Still a nice long visit.
So he got there good. 30.
Pretty good visit from a guy who's not your boyfriend. But then.
And then.
What did he go then?
The freaks came out.
He said, and he was coughing. I said, just call and let me know that you got home okay.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So he said he was going home.
No, after the
loving,
mess with
the
Shannon, because who knows where that was going to end up.
Oh, okay. So you knew he was going to meet Shannon.
So finally, about 11, I'm like, well, I've got to go to bed.
We actually do have the actual audio.
So I texted him, well, Kelly. I'm going to bed.
Actual audio, Kelly.
And he texted me back. There's no, this is a text. There's an audio.
No, this is before you left.
Yeah.
Oh, before I left.
At your house.
Yeah, remember?
Before
it starts with you.
All right, well, bye, Uncle Daddy. Drive safe.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah, you be safe as well. All right. I can't wait to go sing me some karaoke and hit me some Yellow Jacketed Shannon. Okay, so then?
So he texted me, night, sweetie. And that's the last I heard of Uncle Daddy.
Oh, he probably
Daddy.
Meant to send that to Shannon.
Oh, he's probably with Shannon.
He's following me home. You know,
so I don't know what happened beyond that, but I know I didn't get a text letting me know he arrived home safely.
JC,
that was it.
And Shannon? That's my fault, right?
How many times did you text him after that?
None. I went to
bed. You did.
But I tossed and turned.
Did he text you
turmoil.
Backstreets back? All right.
No.
No. Okay.
All right.
So take it from there, y'all.
Well, okay, first of all, Uncle Daddy called me first yesterday asking me a question about JC's party.
Oh,
and somewhere in that conversation, yeah. No, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, they're trying to set up my birthday party.
Yes.
Which is next week if you guys want to come.
And somehow during that conversation, he said, what are you doing later? I said, my friends are going to be at the corner, the bar, and so we're going to go.
The bar on the corner.
Yeah, right. The bar on the corner. And so we might go there and sing karaoke later. He said, well, I'm going to be in Irving, and then after that, I don't know. I said, well, call me if you're bored. He didn't call me, so I texted him. I'm like, hey, we're going to go sing karaoke after
Where's
all.
Where's your date?
Do you and Kelly want to come? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I'm on my way to her house right now. Let me find out if she wants to go, and if not, then maybe I'll meet up with you guys later. I'm like, okay, cool. He said, where's it at? I said, I don't know.
On the
I will
corner,
text
stupid.
You.
It's a corner
I will text you, and I will let you know when we get there. And so we did. I left my phone in the car because everybody that I talked to was there. I left my phone in the car. JC had his with him. And so I told JC, I said, okay, call Uncle Daddy, tell him where we're at, because I didn't know. So JC actually made the initial phone call.
She was so blindly drunk at that point.
I just called him to tell him the address.
Where am I?
Did anyone think to call Big Al to invite them to the party?
Yes.
Yes,
I did.
Actually, we did.
But it was already 9 o'clock. Because some drunk girl came up to me and said, I saw Big Al.
Did anyone think that there's no way kids coming?
Yes.
Yeah, we already thought we know you're not going to come.
Thank you.
So anyway, Uncle Daddy's like, well,
why are you putting in eye drops?
We can't.
You're so easily distracted.
We can't come because Nanny Laura's not here. We can't leave the baby, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, well, if you come
later. Who doesn't
later,
bring their baby to
please
karaoke?
Come,
right?
Come later, Uncle
baby
Daddy.
Okay.
It's going to be fun. And so he said,
come
okay.
Come later, Uncle Daddy. It'll be fun.
And it was
he said, okay.
Yes, he did. I did not
but
have
to Kelly,
bribe
he said
him.
Nothing.
You are tempting him.
I did not have to bribe him with my lovin'.
Or loving.
I didn't offer him any loving.
Loving.
I didn't even tell him that I thought he was handsome.
But you have thought it.
Oh, he is very handsome. I'll admit it. But I'm not interested in him in the least bit.
Hey Chris.
She talks to him more than I do.
What do you think happened here with the perp? Looks like she was going after the other girl's boyfriend.
I think she was very
it's a crime
successful.
Scene, people. Back off.
Back off right now.
Right out of the yellow tape.
Yeah, I
see this.
Looks like the victim had a boyfriend. Perp walks in. Entices the boyfriend to go sing karaoke. Girlfriend finds out next day, confronts her. Now we got a dead girlfriend on the floor here.
That's already been done.
Yeah.
And we know what happened.
Yeah, we do.
We know exactly what happened.
I'll tell you what we go for on this one.
Go get some shakes.
Murder one.
Go get some shakes?
What was it? Go get some shakes? I don't understand.
Trying to do cool detective talk.
That's good improv.
Get some shakes.
So I get in my car. Uncle Daddy goes his way. I go my way. Or Uncle Daddy and JC go in his car. Keith and I go in mine. And I get, and I see this text from Kelly at 10:12 p.m. that says, I am so PO'd that Uncle Daddy left me for you. You just wait. Ellipses. That's what it said. And I'm like,
ellipses.
Oh,
and I spelled out ellipses.
No.
What does ellipses mean?
Dot, dot, dot.
Is that your Greek name?
I can spell it out.
There's
Shannon
a continued thought.
Ellipses.
There's a continued thought that I don't care to type on this
text
message.
Oh, is that dot, dot, dot?
Because you're not worth the time is what ellipses means. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, really,
I think she's
Kelly?
Saying get your ellipses off her boyfriend.
You're right.
Really, Kelly? Are you that insecure that you would actually think that I would go after your man?
She threw out the
Absolutely
I word.
Absolutely
not.
It's
not insecurity when it's just blatantly slapping me in
yes,
the face.
Yes, blatantly
going on.
Slapping you in the face hey. Because I want Uncle Daddy. I'm
obvious.
So glad that I could
there
say it out
is.
Loud
it's
today.
Obvious.
Makes my life so
Get
much easier.
Get the lie detector out.
It's Al's fault.
Leave it to the brothers.
How's it Al's fault?
Where's the lie detector?
If you'd have been there, this wouldn't have happened.
They didn't even call me. Let me know anything was going on.
Where's the lie detector?
It's in my car.
We've already learned she can fool it anyway.
And so then right. I call Uncle Daddy. I'm like, Uncle Daddy, is Kelly mad
you say
at
it
me?
Like
because,
that?
Yes,
Uncle Daddy.
I did. Uncle Daddy.
Look at you trying to stir up trouble. Is can't just let sleeping dogs lie, can you, Shannon?
We just wanted to sing. What's wrong with singing?
No, Kelly, this is when the other team, okay, mm-hmm. starts plotting against you and making you the fool. He now has secrets with Shannon.
No, there's
Uncle
no
Uncle Daddy,
secrets.
Is Kelly mad? I got that, baby. Don't worry. I'll get that. Don't worry. I got it. It's all good.
Because maybe I, too, am dating somebody that was also there, and absolutely nothing's going to happen. Yes. So what?
Oh, so you're trying to arrange some sort of...
No.
Menagerie?
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. And so I call Uncle Daddy. Uncle Daddy, is Kelly really mad at me? And he says, no, she's not mad. In fact, she encouraged me to go. She yeah. was like,
it was a
you
test.
Go and you have fun.
It was a test.
And he said she wouldn't have said it if she didn't mean it. I'm
well,
like,
what
yeah,
man's
going to
pass
Daddy.
Up a triple play?
Stuff she doesn't mean.
Yes, Uncle Daddy, you're right. I've known Kelly for that long, and she would have acted mad if she was really upset with you for coming. Yeah. I thought.
But you can't act mad because they're not boyfriend and girlfriend yet. So she can't act mad because
mad.
If she acts
Shannon's
mad, she's going to push
and so
away.
I went home. I got in the shower. Yes.
Shannon got a shower.
I got in the shower.
Wow,
there's
this
only
is
one
huge.
Reason you, know you get in the shower, and yeah. that's in preparation for loving.
And I get a text from Uncle Daddy that says,
I got it.
Night, Shannon, exclamation point times five.
Wow.
Love you, exclamation point times four. And I said,
I only got night, sweetie, and a smiley face.
So you did get a night text.
Did you get an ellipsis?
After I texted him to say I'm going to bed, I said, text me, let me know you got home. And he did not.
Oh.
He sure is texting.
And I
love
said,
an exclamation
thanks
points
for
to
hanging. I said, love you. Thanks for hanging.
Oh, my.
God bless
love-
America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for hanging.
When Kelly, it was a good run.
When he did drop me off at home, he was like, you think Shannon's interested?
Wow.
Like, good
yeah.
girl.
He did I was like, not. I don't know, man. She thinks you're a cool guy as a friend.
Yeah. That didn't happen, did it?
No.
Don't say stuff like that. That's Kelly. Sit down. Sit down. Kelly, wait. Kelly, sit down. Oh, my. Kelly! Kelly! Oh, no, she's throwing stuff.
Kelly.
Wait, I was kidding.
Calm down.
I was kidding.
Calm down, Kelly.
I was kidding.
Look, Kelly, it's fun. Oh, God!
He didn't say that.
Calm
I was
down.
Kidding, Kelly.
Calm down.
He didn't say that.
It's going to be
it's
okay.
It's going to get worse.
What's going to get worse?
What? My taking over Uncle Daddy?
Oh.
It's so... Can I have one thing, Shannon? One thing.
Really? Do you really think, Shannon?
It?
Kelly, there. Do you really think? Put that down, Kelly. God.
Oh, that was my grandfather's ashes.
We could do the lie detector.
You should have thought of Gramps before you stole my man.
Oh.